When the ninth month of the year draws to a close, an eerie presence starts to crawl from its uneasy grave. The beasts and ghouls of the Halloween season arise to torture the souls of mortal men, women, and children. Beware, dear listener, you have been warned. The Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror are upon us. Hi everyone, welcome to the Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror. I'm your host Carl Pierce, and today I am talking about the film, 2010 film, Insidious. So, starring Patrick Wilson, Rose Byrne, Ty Simpkins, and Lynn Shane, it tells the story of a family who move into a house which appears to be haunted by evil spirits. One day, one evening, when their son falls into a coma during his sleep, it turns out, in fact, that it's not the house that's haunted, it's the son. What follows is a stream of sightings of such demons, doors creaking, noises upstairs, screeching, jump scares, demons standing behind other people that we can see, but the characters can't see. So, a superb film, directed by James Wan, who went on to direct things like Insidious 2 and The Conjuring as well. This was sort of the first film of a slew of ones that came out in the 2010s, things like Sinister and The Conjuring, all very sort of similar, jump scares, supernatural horror, tends to be involving children, and it's just, I think this is just a fantastic film. It gets 6.8 on IMDb, and we've talked regularly on the podcast about how horror movies tend to be down a point or down points because it's a horror film on IMDb. People don't seem to appreciate them as much as, let's say, a Godfather, an Inception or a Pulp Fiction, you know, something like that, Fight Club. All these films are seen as fantastic films, well made, great stories, well acted. But the horror films, because it's a horror film, doesn't tend to get the ratings, or IMDb certainly, that it might deserve. Insidious is the first film of four films in the series. I believe there is a fifth one in the pipeline. I've never seen the first one. I watched the first one in the Odeon in Liverpool One, and sorry to say, don't grass me up, but I think I bumped into this one. So we saw this as a double bill. We paid for one film and went and see the other one. So I think it was with this and Project X. I love Project X. What a great film that is. Not a horror film, but brilliant. So I ended up seeing this as well. And I remember just being creeped out by it. Now, talking to James on the podcast the other day, we were talking about our different monsters that, you know, from horror movies. And one of the things I said is that I like ghosts and supernatural beings or demons or whatever that you can see in the background, or you see them like stood somewhere and you just get to catch a glimpse, and we see them but the characters don't see them or they don't react to them. And that happens a few times in this film, and it gives me tingles, you know, spine tingles every time. There's a scene where Rose Byrne's character, who's the mum of the family, Renee, she's in the house, this new house, doing some washing or something or other, and then she walks through this sort of utility room. Now, she walks through, and just in the corner is a small boy wearing a flat cap, looks a bit like a Peaky Blinder, you know, long shorts, probably got like socks, long socks on, things like that, just standing there staring into the wall, and she doesn't recognise that, or doesn't see that he's there, doesn't acknowledge that he's there. And then a couple of minutes later, she sees him in his living room. She chases after him, but he runs away, and then he's hiding in a cupboard and things like that. And it's just, it just gets me. It's just, imagine that actually happened to you. You could be sat in a room on your own, but in fact, you're surrounded by ghosts and spirits that you can't see. And it's that feeling from this film. So that's the sort of first half, is this haunted house / haunted child. But then goes on into a sort of a another dimension called the Further, which is dominated by these demons, and this is where the child's soul is, and they've got to go and recover it and get him back to his body, to reality. And in order to get to the Further, they use the skills of Elise, who's played by Lynn Shea. So Elise, she plays like sort of a bit of a psychic, bit of a, you know, a medium who has the sight and can see the demons. There is one scene where they go into the child's bedroom. The child's in a coma, and she's looking up at the ceiling and describing to her colleague what she can see, and she's basically seeing one of the demons. I think it's the lipstick face demon, it's called. So he's a bit of a black demon with red face, like red lipstick on his face. We do see this demon during the film. One particular scene that was in the trailer is when the couple are just having a conversation in the kitchen, and then the camera cuts to Patrick Wilson's character, and the demon stood behind them, sort of screaming, and one of the characters can see it, but the rest can't, and it's just so cleverly done. Now, it's nothing new. This is not reinventing the book, or reinventing the wheel. Don't I reinvent the book like I do reinvent the wheel? But it's not doing that. It's not doing anything spectacularly new, but it's just really, really good and really, really stylish. I was listening to a podcast today, Fright Flicks, it's called. I recommend it, especially during the Halloween season. And they were saying that, you know, before these films came out, particularly Insidious and Sinister, the films that we were getting for horror films were things like Final Destination, Saw, Hostel, you know, all these sort of torture porn films were the box office draw. So this was sort of like a change back to sort of classic horror films, if you like, back to classic haunting supernatural films, as opposed to just people getting mutilated. You know, you've got your jump scares, you've got, you know, your scary demons looking, you know, horrible and stuff like that. You've got the torment of the family, particularly Rose Byrne's character, what's her name? What her name is? Renee, particularly, you know, she's in the house quite often on her own, and is particularly haunted by these demons. But yeah, highly recommended. It's currently on Netflix in the UK, if you've got that. I am going to watch Insidious 2 at some point. I've never seen any of the other Insidious films. I believe they're okay, but I think this is, it's a great Halloween film, and a great film to start off your Halloween season. So yeah, if you like it, let us know what you think. You can get in contact with all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And we'll speak to you next time. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sweetie?
Morning, guys. He's not in a coma. They don't know what to call it. There was something in there with him. I know someone who can help.
We took Trifield and EMF readings of the whole house. Wiring, alarm clocks.
I don't think bad wiring is the problem here.
I want to leave. I want to leave this house. What is it?
It's not the house that's haunted. It's your son.